Hello to all you listeners again. This is Pastor Matt Mirsky from First Presbyterian Church in Schenectady, New York. And it's my privilege again to serve as the pastor for the day. Do you ever feel tired of waiting? Ever feel as if your prayers are not being answered? David felt that way when he wrote Psalm 13. "How long, O Lord," he writes, "will you forget me forever?" David says, "How long?" over and over again in the first two verses. It almost sounds disrespectful to God, the way he asks how long. But the Bible shows us that God wants us to come to him with our questions. Even questions like Psalm 13, "How long?" or Psalm 22, my God, why have you forsaken me?" There's a lot of bad places we could turn with our questions, but God invites us to come to the right place, to come to him. That's the first lesson from Psalm 13 for us. Come to God with your questions. And the second lesson from Psalm 13 is this. Call on God to answer you. David writes in verse 3, "Consider and answer me, O Lord my God." It's rather bold of him, isn't it, to call on God to answer him? Why is David so bold? Well, it's because he has faith. Faith in God. And faith in God's promises. God, after all, himself invites us to pray to him. He promises to hear us and to answer us. So David takes God at his word, and he approaches the throne of God, the throne of grace, with boldness. And we're taught to do the same. Call on God to answer you, and keep calling. Think of the persistent widow from Luke 18. That's the way that we are to call on God. And the third lesson from Psalm 13 is this. Commit yourself to continue praising him. Even when times are tough, even in seasons of unanswered prayer, don't let anything stop you from praising God. David writes in verse 6, "I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me." He commits himself to sing, to praise, and to count his blessings. It can be hard to count our blessings on the dark days. It can be difficult to open our lips in praise. But David commits himself to do exactly that. Paul tells us to do the same thing. Philippians 4:4 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice." And remember what Job said? Job chapter 1, verse 21. "The Lord gave, the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." If you're in a season of waiting, remember these three lessons from Psalm 13. First, come to God with your questions, even tough questions. Two, call on God to answer you and do it with boldness. And three, commit yourself to continue praising him, even on the dark days. This is Pastor Matt Mirsky from First Presbyterian Church in Schenectady, New York. Let God's word give life and light to you this day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.